I'm Claire Buchanan. Illinois public health officials announced more than 2,700 new cases of COVID-19 and 20 additional deaths. To date, there have been more than 5 million doses of vaccine administered in the state. In other news, Illinois Democrats advanced a proposal Wednesday that would repeal the state's ban on rent control ordinances anywhere in the state. Illinois has prohibited any sort of rent control since 1997, but progressives have been pushing for several years to lift that ban. They cite the need for government intervention when low-income and minority renters get priced out of areas seeing rapid gentrification. But opponents of rent control warn of unintended consequences. Mike Meany of the Chicagoland Apartment Association says even just lifting the rent control ban could have a chilling effect on building affordable housing.
Artificial price caps lead to a slowdown in development. And I think we can all agree that less development of new housing is not the way to go in this market. Housing policy experts and economists from across the political spectrum overwhelmingly oppose the destructive policy of rent control.
Instead, Meany and others wary of rent control say lawmakers should focus on initiatives to incentivize more affordable housing via property tax relief and other tax credits. Even if lawmakers approve the measure to repeal the rent control ban, it would still be up to individual city councils and village boards to actually pass ordinances that would regulate rent increases. Meanwhile, millennials are often saddled with student loan debt, and Illinois is trying to make it easier for them to buy homes. Dana Cronin has more.
A new program called Smart Buy helps potential Illinois homeowners tackle their student loan debt in order to save up for a down payment on a house. Kristen Faust is the executive director of the Illinois Housing Development Authority, which oversees the program. Speaking on the 21st show, she says keeping millennials in Illinois is crucial for the state to thrive.
If we want this generation of families and individual households to be able to start businesses, to be able to buy a house and put down roots in a community, in a neighborhood, if they're saddled with this much student debt, they're not going to be able to do those things that help neighborhoods and communities and economies thrive.
Currently, 17% of Illinoisans carry student loan debt that averages nearly $30,000. I'm Dana Cronin.
And I'm Leah Lerner. All 12 of Illinois' public universities are migrating to the Common Application beginning this fall. It's a single online application that students can use to apply to hundreds of universities across the country. As Lee Gaines reports, the Pritzker administration believes this change will increase applications to the state's public universities.
Says the college application process is time intensive. He says switching all public universities over to the Common App will make the process easier for students and their families. And the expectation is that more Illinois students will apply to in-state schools as a result.
We want to make sure that they're aware of them, they can easily avail themselves of those great opportunities, and perhaps consider schools they may not have otherwise considered in Illinois, particularly our public universities.
The out-migration of students from Illinois to colleges in other states has been a long-time concern for elected officials and college administrators. The Pritzker administration's proposed budget includes $1 million to help Illinois' public universities cover the cost of using the Common App. I'm Lee Gaines.
Governor J.B. Pritzker received his COVID-19 vaccination yesterday at the mass vaccination site in Springfield. The governor received the one-time Johnson & Johnson version, saying he's thankful for the life-saving shot that will help get life back to normal. He says more than 5 million doses have been administered in Illinois so far, including 66% of seniors 65 and older. 70% of older people need to be vaccinated in order for the state to move to the bridge phase of mitigations. For WSIU, I'm Leah Lerner.